What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Kat and Mark Show.
Kat, where are your headphones?
I actually feel naked. Like, it feels weird because I can't hear myself. Yeah. And so, I don't know.
Do you remember when we first started this podcast?
And I didn't wear the headphones.
You were like, I hate these fucking headphones. I hate hearing myself.
I know. I couldn't stand hearing myself. But that was because I think at the beginning I was just wearing them on both ears. But then I realized that if I just do the one ear, then it's a lot better.
Yeah.
That it was, I don't know, just, yeah, I need to be able to, like, hear myself, kind of. But you know, I don't know, I feel really naked without my headphones now, so everybody don't judge me.
Yeah, I never noticed I do that, but this left one I hang off a little bit.
Yeah, because it just feels weird.
Yeah, when you're just like this, yeah, it's like, oh, I hear too much of myself. Yeah, here, you see all the ambient noise.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I got no, and which I had Beats, and I didn't think that they would just break like that. Like, I do wear them a lot though. Like, yeah. I wear them every single day because I wear them, like, to the gym and just out, like, if I go grocery shopping or something, okay, I'll just chuck them on, and yeah. I'm just walking around the streets and whatever. I always have something, like, in my ears when I'm walking around the streets because I don't want people to talk to me.
Exactly.
I live in the city. There's lots of people trying to sell me shit.
Sometimes I just put AirPods in with nothing on.
Oh, I have done that so many times. I'm a serial person. I'm like, I don't want anybody talking to me. I think that just must be, is that because we live in the city?
I think so.
Because people visit Sydney and they're like, everyone is so rude. Like, people are not friendly.
With AirPods in, not talking to you. Yes,
people are not friendly. Like, I ask people how their day is and they look at me. And I'm like, when somebody asks me how my day is, it ruins my day.
Yeah. Well, now it was great. Actually, to be fair, do you know what? I spoke to an old lady today on the tram over here.
Oh, but see, she would probably have appreciated that.
Yeah. Do you know what happened? She came on and sat, like, next to me, like, across from me. And then her husband was too slow. He was, like, walking over. The door's shut as he was coming. And he's like, ah. And then we started going. And I was like, were you trying to get rid of him? She goes, yep. And it worked. She goes, it's more peaceful when you travel alone. I was killing myself. I was like, good on you. She's like, no, I'm kidding. He knows where I'm going anyway. Blah, blah, blah. But it was so cute.
Oh, my God. So that poor old man, was he?
Yeah. He was like, he's trying to, like, he's like waving at her. And she just seemed happy.
I'm sure she low-key was. I guess she would come from that generation where, I guess, you know, you kind of have a secret hatred for each other.
But so yeah, I spoke to her, but otherwise, yeah, I do keep my AirPods in.
Yeah, I'm like, so you know, like, in the city, there's just always people trying to sell you shit, right?
Yep.
Especially, like, in front of the train stations and stuff whenever I walk past. And sometimes, like, I'm just so used to it now. So it's just like I've got blinders on and I just, like, headphones on, just keep walking, just look straight, don't make eye contact. And sometimes they will literally come in front of my face and, like, wave their hand in front of my face. And I'm just like, I just pretend I don't see them. I just literally will just walk straight into them as if they're not there and just be like, oh, like, yeah,
do you know
just
what we
keep
need?
Going.
AirPods in, some black sunnies, and then one of those blind sticks. No one's going to bother us. Just walk down the street.
Oh, you know, some of these people are ruthless, and I think that they would.
Oh, that's
so
be
like, perfect target. He can't run away.
Exactly. Yeah, I've got him now. So true. But yeah, anyway, how's your week been besides?
Oh my God, so headphones. I've got some very exciting news.
Cool, tell us.
This is probably some of the most exciting news that I've had in a while. I've had some pretty boring-ish stories lately. So I've signed on with a PR agency, Million Billion Media.
Congratulations.
I know, thank you. Yeah, so they've been on my radar for a while. They're fairly new. I think they started last year and they're sex worker owned and operated, and they pretty much just primarily work with workers trying to get them media attention, right?
Yeah, nice.
And they're pretty, I think they're very one of a kind, I would say.
Okay.
I don't think that there is definitely. So I was actually talking to a few friends that I have in America, and they were like, yo, I'm thinking of moving to Australia because sex workers in America don't get any press. And I was like, what, really? Are you sure? So, like,
damn.
You have Angela White's and shit just, like, not in the news. I would assume they'd be in, like, the news and stuff all the time. And they reckon that in America, sex workers are still very, even the big porn stars, apparently they're still very kept underground.
Yeah.
And they're, like, not on TV, not on the news, not in the newspapers.
Still.
Yeah, but I thought that was wild because the sex workers there are so famous compared to the sex workers here. Mm. And I'm like, Angela White is in the news here literally all the time. Like, I've seen lots of news articles of Angela White here. So I just assume she'd be in the news over there too. And they're like, no, never. Damn. Literally never. So they're like, I should come to Australia just to get some media attention. Yeah,
exactly.
Throw yeah, so apparently article. That's not a thing. So yeah, so this, I guess this kind of whole sex worker marketing thing is very new. I mean, they're a very like new idea. But yeah, it's really cool. And awesome. Like everyone in the industry is obviously very wanting to be a part of
million, billion media. Yeah. I like the name.
I love the name. Whoever came up with that name? Oh my God.
Do you know what it reminds you of? Like if I was to speak to my nieces and I was like, how much money do you have? They'd be like million, billion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like
a million, billion. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Million, billion media.
Yeah, it's a very
rolls
cool.
on the tongue. I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool. very cool name. So anyway, yeah, so I'm their,
congratulations.
Their latest client, right, their
well,
latest
I'm looking
edition.
Forward to seeing
yeah, hopefully
you.
We'll be seeing me in the news pretty soon. Right. Maybe we'll be seeing the Cat and Mark show in the news.
Damn, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. How's your week been?
My week?
Less exciting?
Yeah, most exciting. I went for a hike the other day, actually.
Where?
So do you know when it was like 58 degrees on
the weekend?
Sunday? Yeah. So I went from Spit to Manly Walk. Have you ever done that?
Spit?
Yeah.
Is that a place?
Yeah, it's a place, yeah.
What? It's called Spit. Where is it?
Near like 10Ks from Manly. it's south.
Like up
west.
Further or down further?
Yeah, down west, south, southwest. Like this is the map. He's Manly, he's Spit. And you go that way.
But so, do you drive to Spit?
Yeah. So, I drove to Spit and then
walk to Manly and then go home.
It was such a good hike, though. Honestly, you go through like these nature trails. And I'll show you some photos later. You're looking at me like, why the fuck would I walk somewhere when I can
I'm
get
not
this?
Naturey. I would much rather just walk down George Street and look
damn.
At all the buildings, to be honest.
Oh, you're missing out so much. It was such a good walk. We saw even like a little wallaby, like a wallaby came.
Oh, that's cute.
But it looked like it was going to attack us. Like it came,
Australian animals. You know,
like
they're,
this little
they're
thing,
outrageous.
Like it hopped along and then stopped in the path and like fucking death stared me. He looked at me like, I can take you, motherfucker. Take one more step.
I'll
so
take your
fucking
girl.
Happens.
I'll take you and then
yeah,
I'll take your girl.
Exactly. I'll fuck your bitch right here again. And so I was like looking back at this thing, like, are we going to go? Like, I'm going to, look, if you're going to try to take my girl, I'm going to have to beat the shit out of you. And I was like, fuck, I don't know if I could take this wallaby, to be honest. Like, he does look pretty clawy and short. So we're like staring at each other as I'm considering my life. And then it like hopped along. And the girl was like, oh, that's so cute. I was like, I was about to punch in the face, but cool. So yeah, I'll show you a video of that later. Saw some spiders.
You have a video
of
the deadly wallaby?
Yeah, I got it. It was running away. I was like, that's right, bitch. You hop away, all right? So yeah, it was fun. We got to Manly, and then our friends happened to be on a boat. So we're like swimming in the water. There's a boat like 20 meters away from us. We get back onto the shore. We get a message. They're like, yeah, we're in Manly, blah, blah. We're on a boat. Like, come swim out to us. And they send a video of where it was that boat. It was like right there.
Oh, my God.
So we swim out, hung in the boat for a bit. So, yeah.
Oh, you actually swam out to the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, like 20 meters away. So, yeah, chilled on the boat for it. It was a fun day. Yeah. It was nice going for a hike. It's been a while.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Next hike, you'll need to come with us. It's fun, trust me.
I don't know. I'd rather like. I'm like, surprised
I'd rather
you even hike.
Shopping.
You
That's
don't even
hike.
Walk to my house, and I live 10 minute a 10 minute walk away from you, and you catch the tram.
There is it. Yeah, to be honest, there's a difference when you commit to a hike as opposed to like need to get somewhere. Like if I'm going anywhere, you know me, I'm getting like an Uber.
It probably
or a tram
takes longer for you to get the tram than to just walk to my house.
Probably, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I think but then I don't get to sit probably. Next to old ladies and have a chat. So. But when I commit to a hike, like I like going on like a rigorous fucking hike. Like I like that. But if I'm just like going to your place, I don't want to like.
No, we haven't done a Sports Sunday in a while.
Yeah, we should do a Sports
so,
Sunday.
So yeah, to everyone listening, we used to do these things called Sports Sundays and we used to do an activity every Sunday.
Yeah.
We did that for ages.
For a
and
while.
We did like laser tag, basketball, go-karting. We did lots of things.
Actually, I think the next one we're going to plan, have you heard of paddle?
No.
No, neither have I. But one of our friends, apparently it's like a mix between tennis and squash or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like badminton?
Maybe.
Is badminton squash?
Kind of, I don't know. But no, it's a bit different. That's like within
okay,
net.
Well, it sounds fun.
But yeah, it's called paddle. So I think that's going to be our next Sports Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we haven't done one in a while. We should get onto that.
Yeah, we should. And maybe the one after that, we'll do a hike. See you there.
I would go on a hike if it was for a Sports Sunday, maybe.
Okay.
If it was like everybody.
Right,
I wouldn't just.
Perfect.
And it was like more of a social thing rather than a hike.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
I
like
am actually, but like, see, this is the thing. I like to exercise, but in a gym in the city.
Yeah. You're on a treadmill.
While I'm looking out at buildings
okay,
and more
yeah.
concrete.
All right.
Maybe, and I got my headphones on, and I don't want to hear nature sounds. I just want to hear the sounds of my podcast or something.
Would you like
looking out at the CBD going, oh, God, this is a nice city. God, I'm so glad that I live here.
We need to find like a concrete hike. Would you like a waterfall? What if we did like a little short walk to a waterfall? Would that be good? Or are you still like
It sounds very far away.
Okay, that's fair.
A waterfall sounds very
maybe
far.
Maybe we'll go a hike through George Street or something.
I do. I walk around and jog around the city all the time.
Okay. Actually, during COVID, I did a lot of that. That was fun.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I did lots of it was actually kind of nice because there was no people around. I was like running up and down the tram line and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kat, are you scared?
I know what you're going to ask. So, yeah, there has been some scary things in the media.
There have been.
Right now.
Yeah. AI, robots, technology.
Yeah, so at the moment in the media, there's a lot of so I don't know if anybody listening has heard of the whole controversy around the Taylor Swift deepfakes. So let's just talk about that for a minute since that's kind of really.
I have not seen these deepfakes yet.
Oh, man, I haven't either, but that's just because I don't like Taylor Swift. Like,
same. Okay, let's see. Why don't you like her?
Okay, look, maybe don't like is a strong word, but
hate.
I just.
We fucking hate. No, I'm kidding. Okay, but why?
I've never been a fan of her. So, like, I wouldn't say that it's not that I don't like her. I don't like her.
Tell me why. Tell me why. Because I have a theory.
I'm not into her music because it's very tweeny.
Okay.
And two, I'm just not into her because she's very tweeny. Like just her personality as a person. Like, because there are celebrities who I may not specifically like their music, but they're cool as a person or a character. It's the same with porn stars and stuff as well. Like there are porn stars that I will follow. And I don't even watch their porn, but I just like them for them and their personality. There's lots of celebrities like that that I may not specifically watch their movies, listen to their music, but I just think that they're cool. But yeah, I just feel like she's just very,
there's,
you know, tweeny.
Something about her. Yeah. I was talking to, I think it might've been my sister about this or something, because she's going to go see a concert. And I was like, there's just something about her personality. And I don't mean to like fucking hate her.
She is a bit tweeny.
Yeah, there's just something about her that feels like fakeish. Like
immature.
It's like she's trying to, it's like she's trying to fit this role of like being like cute and maybe like somewhat immature and like, oh, I'm so da da da. There's someone about it that just like triggers me and I just feel it like so fake or pretentious or something. I don't know.
I think I just don't vibe with her because I'm not an overly feminine person. And I think she just like exerts young 12-year-old femininity.
But to me, it feels fake, right? Do you get that?
Well,
like to me,
I don't know. Like I mean, yeah, a little bit because I mean, she's not young, but it's like she's trying to appeal to like 12-year-old girls, but
exactly.
She's like what, 40?
Yeah, it's like just be yourself in a way. Like that's what it feels like.
And I guess most artists, this is maybe why it feels like most artists evolve with themselves. Like for instance, consider Miley Cyrus. She was tweeny and doing 12-y songs. And when I was a tween, I loved Miley Cyrus's tweeny 12-y songs. Same with Justin Bieber. He was doing all the tweeny stuff.
True.
When I was like a teenager and I was loving it. But as Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber got older, their music evolved as they aged.
Yeah.
And I still liked and appreciated them for them. And I liked their music as it went along. And because again, I thought Justin Bieber was always cool. I always thought Miley Cyrus was cool. And I enjoyed their music as their music grew with them and their life. But I guess Taylor Swift has just been doing the same thing. And now she's like 40 doing teenager music.
True.
So I guess maybe that's what feels a bit weird, that it's just very repetitive.
Okay. And maybe I didn't like all the man hate is what it feels like.
Oh, do you reckon she's a femme cell?
Yeah, it's so true. She is. All right. So anyway, she had some apparently deep fake nudes that came out.
Wasn't it a porno?
Oh, was it a porn?
I don't know.
I just saw headlines.
I saw the thing and then I saw Taylor Swift and I was like, I don't care.
All right. Well, yeah, same pretty much. But, so anyway, we do our research on this show. So.
We usually do, but I was just not.
None of us could be bothered.
Yeah, because it was Taylor Swift. I was like, I don't care. The research into this.
All right. So anyway.
With these deepfakes, what I think the issue is, because I've been seeing a lot of the news media things talk about like OnlyFans girls and like what this means for them. So, I mean, off the bat, I feel like that would mean like, okay, I have an OnlyFans page. Somebody could AI me, make a different OnlyFans page and then fake Instagram accounts and whatever and then sell deep fake pornos of me. People would maybe not know the difference if they're like that good.
Yeah.
And
on top of that, they could probably even AI your chat. So if they have enough data, they could also even sound like you when people are chatting to you.
Well, yeah. Well, especially I've got the podcast.
Yeah.
They could AI my voice. It would be so easy to AI our voices.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Pretty much any, you've seen that happen with celebrities, literally any musician, any celebrity, or podcast or whatever, they've like, you know, been able to do like, AI can like do those things easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's wild. Like,
so people can literally like make our voice and make their own podcast or something, saying all sorts of shit.
So are you worried at some point? I mean, I know you've obviously diversified a little bit, like you're also escorting as well. But do you think people should be worried that are purely
I'm not even worried even from these like fake AI OnlyFans pages and whatever either, because like it's obvious, like they'll know it's not, like it's easy to tell if it's not me. Like you can tell who somebody's official pages are based on, you know, somebody's official Instagram page, you know, their official links, you know, their websites and stuff like that. So if there was a random ass Instagram page being like, hey, here's my secret OnlyFans, you can just tell that that's obviously not me.
Do you think there'll be, okay, so this is my question then. Do you think there'll be guys out there? So say for example, it costs like, I don't know, $20 for a subscription to an OnlyFans page. And then it costs like, you know, X amount to get like a video of the person, and then maybe like X amount to like chat. Do you think even if like a guy was like, okay, I know this is the AI version, but it's like a dollar.
Absolutely no guy wants to be talking to an AI person. Maybe there's some people that do. 99.99% of guys get really salty if they find out they're talking to your manager or they're talking to your chatbot or whatever.
Yeah.
So 99.99% of it, even like when I worked at an agency, before I went like became an independent, there were lots of people who, if they could sniff that they were messaging an agent, wouldn't book because they didn't like it. So the agent like really had to like try hard to like pretend it was you, but like some guys aren't stupid and like could just tell like this just seems like sense. Not them. Men don't like that. If men know it's not you, that's not going to make it more desirable, even if it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Who I think should be worrying about it is the not sex workers, because okay, somebody makes a deep fake of me, so what? Who cares? I already do porn, right? Mm. People will know if I just say, well, you know, that's not me. Yeah. It's not my video, but fuck, whoop de doo, right? It's not like there's not already porn of me there. Who I think should be worried is like, just normal people. Mm. Like if a jealous ex-boyfriend makes a deep fake of you, sends it to your boss, and it's a deep fake of you fucking your boss, sends it to your boss's wife.
Yeah.
That is more of an issue than making a deep fake of a porn star or an escort that already does porn. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna change my life if there's a fake porno of me out there in the world. That's not gonna change my life because it's already pornos of me. It will change people's life that don't do those kinds of things, I think.
Yeah, so interesting. Because I think we already have this with art in a way where you can get like a really famous piece of art and just get it like duplicated and put up on your wall. But no one gives a fuck about that. Even if it's like $5 to print, no one wants that, right? They want the original. And
why do you think people still go into Louis Vuitton and Versace and buy real Louis? And I still go, I was in Versace yesterday and dropped thousands of dollars in Versace. Yeah. I could go and order that online for $1.
Yeah.
Or just go to Thailand for even cheaper and buy like bring back 5 suitcases full. But I don't. And people don't do it. Because they know it's not real. Like there's something about knowing that it's not real.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sit right with people.
Yeah, you're right. There's something I think in our human brain that really values the genuineness of where it comes from. Even when it's like we talk about art. So
even if it's just an internal for instance, me, I could fly myself to Thailand and save so much money, like going buying suitcases full of cheap Louis and stuff. But no, I still go into Louis and buy real Louis because I know that it's real Louis. I know I can afford real Louis, right?
Mm.
Okay.
That's fair. All right. So no fear here.
No fear.
All right, fear. Go for it.
Yeah. Don't go for it. I mean, it's just a little bit creepy. But
fuck the AI. Like, go for doing your genuine shit. You don't have to be worried.
Have to be worried because, I'm a sex worker. I don't think the sex workers need to be worried.
Yeah.
I think the people that need to be worried are the not sex workers, honestly. Yeah.
I wonder if there will be, like, very strict laws around – because right now there's laws around revenge porn that came out, right? Which is, okay, if you're dating someone and then you're trying to get back at them by sending nudes to everyone else, like, that carries, like, very harsh sentencing right now.
Yep.
So I'm sure, like, over time – like, the problem is, like, legislation will take a while to catch up. Legislation
takes, like, a decade.
Yeah, exactly.
And by then we were going to be – the AI is probably going to be old news by then, probably.
True. So, yeah, I wonder if, like, similar laws will come out where, yeah, if you, like, deepfake shit, probably come under the...
But, see, the thing with deepfakes is that it's hard, anyway. I guess it's hard to prove that it's... So, with revenge porn, it's easy to prove that, oh, okay, well, I obviously didn't send this around.
Yeah.
But with a deepfake, it's like, how do you prove that that's not actually you?
Yeah.
If they're, like, I actually don't know. I'm not a very big tech person. Like, is there, I mean, there must be some code.
Yeah, there'd be ways to figure
that
it
you
out,
can
sure.
tell, like, oh, no, this is just a coded video and not a real video. But I don't know. Is it maybe we've progressed past that now and you don't know.
Yeah. Time will tell.
See I'm actually not sure. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe that'll be like the issue is like, how do you know that that's not me fucking the boss in the office for reals?
Yeah. And by the way, guys, this isn't actually me and Kat. This is AI generated podcast. just so you know, this is me and Kat are out on holidays right now. This is. damn. Okay. All right. Fun times. See what happens.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not too worried. Like, there's a reason why escorting is the oldest profession. It's because people want. That's why fleshlights haven't taken over escorts.
Mm.
Because people don't want to fuck a fleshlight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, obviously some people do, but like they still want the real thing. And I think that that kind of stuff is more popular in places like America where escorting is illegal. That's why. OnlyFans girls here don't make as much as like the porn stars and stuff in America. It's because in America, like obviously because escorting is illegal there, so the people are less likely to go out and hunt for it. But here, you don't need to sign up to someone's OnlyFans because you can just pay for her and fuck the real thing.
Yeah, true.
Why would I sign up? It's like that's a lot of people think that. Why would they sign up to my OnlyFans and they can just pay to fuck me in real life? That
makes sense. Yeah.
And get the real thing.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, oldest profession for a reason, guys.
There you go.
If you guys weren't so fucking horny.
it's the guy's fault.
And no, it is. As we've proven.
Do you know what? I think, Kat, sometimes it's a girl's fault, okay?
No, nothing
because,
is ever our fault.
Listen, sometimes you just don't get what you need. So you need to go to an escort, you know?
Okay, well, yeah, that's true. That's also true.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, next topic, there's girls that don't even want to use their mouth. What are we meant to do?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I heard.
I'm all over the transitions, by the way. Go for it.
I heard. I know. That was smooth. Actually, that was the smoothest transition we've ever done. I heard on a podcast, like there was this, I think it was on the Pillow Talk podcast and some guy was interviewing, I'll be honest, actually the host, I actually forgot his name and I can't remember. Sorry. He was interviewing some girl. She was super hot. She was like a porn star. And he's like, he was talking to her about head jobs and she was like, oh, I love giving head jobs and whatever. And he's like, why? You're so hot. You could get away with just being a hand job girl.
You're so hot. You could get away with
it. And I was like, what does this mean? And then that's when I asked you today. I was like, are there girls that are just hand job girls?
Yeah, there are.
Why?
They
don't like sucking dick.
Yeah. There's some
that
girls,
is outrageous.
There's some girls that, again, to be fair, I think this is actually a little bit rare in my cases. But also, like, I'm biased here because I usually am not a big fan of head anyway. So,
that's true.
Like, I'm sure if I was trying to get every girl to suck my dick, I'd probably see this a little bit more often. But yeah, I've met girls that are like, yeah, I will not use my mouth. I will not give head whatsoever, but I'm really good at hand jobs. I'll give you a hand job. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? What is this B grade pleasure that I'm receiving right now? Listen, like, I'm not a big fan of hand jobs or head or anything like that. Like, I'd rather just.
But it's
fuck
a turn
you.
Off if they won't do it, right?
But yeah, if you're going to be like, hey, I'll pleasure you, but I'm just using my hands. At that point, I'm like, girl, please. Like, one, we've spoken about this before. I like when girls are like, I just really want it. And it's hard to be like, I really want it if she's like 3 meters away reaching out with a hand trying to like give you a hand job. Like, listen, I'm not looking at it, but I'll use it's like, please get out of here. Like, I want you to fucking want it. You gotta spit on that. You gotta get down there. You gotta wait. So yeah,
like
girls,
swallow that.
Yes, exactly. Like choke
inhale
on that.
It.
But yeah, when you're like a listen, I'm not putting that in my mouth, but I'll rub my come
oh,
on,
no,
please.
See, yeah,
that's
it's the same when guys won't eat pussy. Exact it's just like you it's just like it's kind of just it, to me it's like childish. It's like
are we
I'm not
here?
With an adult right now. Like it makes me feel like, oh god,
yeah.
Like,
what's happening?
Yeah.
So yeah, handjob girls, look, you just
so,
need
but
a,
there are handjob girls
there are
in
handjob
2024.
Girls.
There are girls that won't suck dick.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess in the converse is true. In 2024, there are guys that won't eat pussy.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I feel like that's either worse. I mean, dicks are way fucking worse than a vagina.
Just like hand pleasure guys. They're like, I won't eat you out, but I'll.
No, there are guys that just won't do anything. Like, it's like they're just scared of pussy and they'll just fuck. They'll fuck it.
Yeah.
But and it's like, you don't deserve to fuck me if you're not going to like fucking get your face and go all around it.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I'm trying to think of some positives of handjob girls. They are, I guess, good at using their hands. No, they've had practice, I guess.
Yeah, but like I use my hands too. Just because I'm a hedgehog girl, that doesn't mean that I fucking tie my hands behind my back.
Although, okay, can I be honest? Do you know what's hot? I find it really hot. Okay, so when girls use their hands and their mouth at the same time, that feels really
that's
nice.
That's one of my signature moves. We used to call it the hummer when I was in school.
Okay, the hummer, there you go. But, okay, I will tell you from that psychological point of view, there's something really hot about a girl that doesn't use their hands at all and is just using their mouth.
Yeah, but see, I do both. But you're supposed to mix it up.
You're an expert.
You're supposed to mix it up. You can't.
You're a pro.
Yeah, but yeah, you use your hand.
Yeah.
And then you use your mouth, and then you use both, and then you know go back to the hand. Right. And especially if my mouth is getting a bit tight, if I've been giving him a head job for a while, I need to have a fucking breather. I'll go for like the hands for like you know a little bit, just while I'm catching my breath.
Oh, that's my girl. But you've got it down.
Yeah,
you're a pro, but yeah. So,
but like,
listen.
Yeah, you should be using all of it. Like, I'll use my feet if I have
to. Let's go. Yes.
I've actually never given a foot job, but I would. I'm not impartial to it. I've just never been asked for it. But
you're a full body girl. You're not a hand girl. You're not a. All right.
Oh, I tried to titty fuck too, but I just my boobs are my implants are just so implanty that they just can't.
Oh, they can't.
I don't
get
have
across.
Enough shit to push together. But I've tried. Like I would I'd be titty fucking everyone too if I could actually push my titties together.
I think I've only ever titty fucked like three times in my entire life.
Because you need specific titties for it. Girl's got titty fucking tits. It really is a gift.
Do you know what I'm realizing?
But you don't really go for girls like with big tits.
No, I don't.
So
I like
that's why
titties.
You probably never titty fucked.
But do you know what I'm realizing? I think I just really like fucking pussy.
Fucking it.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't like head jobs that much. I'm not a huge fan of anal. I don't like titty fucking. I feel like I'm just I really like pussy.
Oh no, well I'm the same, but like I'll still do all of the other stuff. It's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
I said this on the podcast, whenever people ask me what I like or what gets me off, I'm like, just fuck me.
Just yeah, go for it. Right.
And I don't mind when a client comes and they just want to get straight into the fucking.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me.
All right. There you go. Happy days.
Yeah.
So all the hand job girls out there, we're sorry. We still love you, but you can practice the mouth
thing.
Don't
give them that false confidence. No, that's actually outrageous.
We hate you. We're putting you in the Taylor Swift category.
Oh,
okay?
Taylor Swift, she's a hand job girl for sure.
Oh, she is. You know it.
Yeah.
She is. She is 100%. Oh,
yeah, she's
God.
Totally a hand job
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, she is.
100%.
I'm going to be walking through the street now just being like hand job girl. Yeah.
That's too good. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so the next question I have to ask you.
I've got a transition.
I know, I'm pretty shit with the transition. All right,
do you know what? None of my exes were handjob girls, actually. But if they were, do you think it's okay to talk shit about them?
If they were a handjob girl, then yeah. But generally, I would say.
Is it okay to talk shit about your ex? I guess that's
I would say no, because I think like even if the relationship, it's hard to say because I guess it would depend on a lot of things. Generally, like if your ex, there was not that much that happened and it was just kind of, I guess, amicable, I would say, yeah, don't talk shit about them. Like I don't talk shit about any of my exes. I've had all very amicable breakups. But maybe if I had an ex that was not nice and I was just like, yeah, you know, he was a piece of shit because of X, Y, Z. Maybe that might be warranted depending on if he did something that was really bad. But then again, if he did things that were really bad and then I just chose to stay with him or broke up with him, then got back with him and then he did something else that was bad and then I still stayed with him, then it's like, well, then you just sound stupid talking shit about him because you then chose to be with somebody who was shitty. Then I think that would be stupid. But generally, no, like, so if I was with a guy, like, I just generally don't think that you should just be talking about your exes full stop unless it was just like a necessary point, like if there was a conversation that there was a necessary story that like they were vital to telling this story, or if like maybe you were dating a new person and they maybe wanted to know like why your last relationship ended or whatever. Other than that, I just don't think there's even a reason to talk about your exes, really.
Okay.
I don't know, what are your thoughts?
I think it depends who you're talking to. Like, if I'm talking to my best buddy and, or like one of my mates or some shit, and he's like, oh, you used to date that girl, right? Like, what was she? Yeah, I'm happy to fucking talk shit. Okay. Yeah,
throw her under the bus.
I'll be like, yo, this girl, blah, blah. But if I'm talking to like a girl, for example, yeah, or we're on a date or some shit like that, and she's asking me about my ex, then yeah, like she doesn't want to hear your fucking complaints and it looks bad on you 100%, right? Especially if you're sitting there complaining. Like, I, and again, like all my exes for the most part were like really cool and I enjoyed them and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, sure, everyone has like shit parts of their personality, but I'm just going to focus on the good. I'll be mm-hmm. like, yeah, this ex was really cool. And if you're talking about an experience, like maybe, I don't know, we're talking about like skiing or some shit and maybe I went skiing with my ex, like maybe that's the story that comes up. But what I've noticed in girls, okay, is 90% of girls, when you ask about their ex, the ex is like toxic and abusive.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
100% of them.
Yeah. You hear it all the time. And which, by the way, like sometimes that's true and that's fair. But I feel like most times, like.
Yeah, it can't be true 100% exactly, of the time, right? Yeah.
So like most girls, I think it might be like some type of coping mechanism, whatever it might be. But it feels like they've dated a guy. It was like a relatively normal like relationship. It ended. Maybe the guy was a bit of a dick at times, but suddenly that gets exaggerated to like, oh my God, he was so toxic. Oh my God, he was the worst. It was like the most. Blah, 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 blah. And like sometimes I've had the opportunity to like meet these exes or you learn more about the story and you're like, oh, this just sounds like a normal relationship that ended poorly, right? Like it's very different from, and I think it takes away from like actual relationships that are like abusive and are horrible and like you need to get out of and the girl needs support and help. But it's like sometimes, oh, the guy just like, you know, you guys like fell out of love or some shit and suddenly he's an
when I
muscle.
Hear people talking shit about their exes, especially that, it is mostly girls. You don't usually see guys talking shit about their exes. I mean, you do sometimes. It is usually girls. The first thing I think is usually when somebody's putting someone else down, it's to make themselves appear better.
Mm.
Just from a purely psychological standpoint, like you can look it up. This is like statistically true. Statistically, when people put others down, it's because they're insecure about themselves and trying to make themselves feel better. So the first thing that I think when somebody's putting down like their exes is like, okay, like you, maybe you were shitty in the relationship or you were just shitty yourself and you think that you were shitty. Mm. And that's why you're trying to put other people down to make yourself sound better.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I think of, because just from a psychological perspective, that's just statistically true. And then the second thing I think is, I mean, if your ex was so terrible, why were you even with him in the first place?
Yeah.
And usually when you then find out more, it's they so if they were actually shitty, you usually find out that they were shitty for a long period of time and then this person just chose to stay with this shitty person. Mm. And then again, I'm not going to feel sorry for you choosing to stay with somebody who is shitty.
Yeah. And this is actually, there's this idea called trait transference, right? So the idea is if I talk about even my friends, for example, and I use really good characteristics, I'm like, yo, all my friends, hilarious. They're like so funny, blah, blah. We do these things as humans where we transfer those traits of like people's friends onto them. So if I'm talking and say, all my friends are so funny, we tend to look at that person saying that as a little bit more humorous, but it works the other way around. Like if you meet someone and they just say, look, all my friends or all my exes, for example, are really shit. They're so lazy. They're like blah, blah. Then we start considering them as a little bit more lazy too. So I think like if you're listening to this and you do have, even if you like look back at your relationships and you're like, I didn't like him, my exes weren't the best, I didn't pick the best people, da da da. I think it's like move the fuck on. Okay. Like look at the positives, enjoy it, you learn from it, don't talk shit about him. It just makes you look
negative. And a lot of the time people just stir on things. Like people get burnt and then they get salty, right? Because like, for instance, my first boyfriend that I had, this is like when I was like 14, we had a great relationship. This is the guy I lost my virginity to. We had a great relationship. We thought we were going to get married. Relationship, it didn't end nicely. Like, I can't exactly remember the specifics. I just remember it ended badly. Like, I think I broke up with him and wanted to get back together. And then he started dating this girl that I hated just to shit me. It got really childish in terms of like the breakup, but that was like the last week of the relationship got salty. But the whole other year that we were dating was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to turn around and be like, oh, he did X, Y, Z just because it happened in when we broke up and it was like the last week where we were just obviously salty with each other and whatever. But the whole rest of the relationship was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that probably happens a lot as well. It's like it gets to the point of the relationship where it's nearing the end. And like, yeah, a lot of the time, like, people are a bit shitty with each other when it's like you just kind of fall out of love, or like maybe you've been having issues for a while and you get a bit shitty. But if the rest of the time was perfectly fine, like just because it was shitty for the last minute, that doesn't mean that the whole thing was shitty, right?
Exactly, so true.
So I find that happens as well.
Yeah. Damn.
But, you know, I just don't. And, yeah, again, with the bringing up the exes, unless it's relevant, there shouldn't even be a reason to bring up. Well, yeah, as I said, with friends, probably a little bit different because you want to vent to your friends and stuff.
Yeah, of course, that's different. But to, like,
new people, I just don't, like, I would.
Settle down.
I would be really turned off if I was talking to somebody.
Yeah, that's all they
said. And all they were doing was talking about their ex-girlfriend, and it was all very negative. Yeah. I would just straight away be like, okay, he was obviously the problem in the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's trying to deflect by blaming her. Like, that's the first thing that I would
say. If every one of your exes was horrible, maybe you were the horrible.
Yes, 100%.
I was trying to think of a way to transfer to the sex fact here, but I've got nothing. So, sex fact. I've actually got it this week.
Yeah, I know. So, you're doing another cameo.
I don't know. Here we go.
Sex fact cameo.
Have you ever heard of shallowing?
I have not. Yes. Mark, what is shallowing?
Shallowing, right. So, I was looking up trends this year, like sex trends. So, apparently, shallowing's becoming a thing. Now, I've never heard of it. Is shallowing, okay? But basically, it's where the guy is stimulating like the entrance, or you might consider it like the outside of the pussy, like vaginal entrance. The other way you can think about it is like just using the tip, okay? So have you
like rubbing the tip around?
Yeah, so it's like stimulating the entrance of the pussy. Mm-hmm. I've heard this called like the V spot before, but essentially there are like a bunch of nerve endings at like the entrance of the pussy. Have you ever had guys that shallow you? I don't know if that's the right way to grammatically say.
I don't think shallowing, I would just call that teasing. Mm. I think this is what this is. I don't think shallowing is the correct term. I think it falls into the bucket of teasing, doesn't it? I've probably had guys do it to me. I'm sure I have. But I think I'd do that to guys that I can think of more so as like, you know, I'll like grab their dick and kind of like just teeter it around, or like just put the tip in and then take it out. It usually obviously works easier when I'm on top, right? So you just kind of sit on it, but like not just on the tip. Yeah. And I'll rub it around and be like, how about they do it? Fuck me right now while it's like half around
there.
And they're like, oh, this is fucking so real. And they're like getting all G'd up. And I'm like, no. Like, and I'm just like painting around that area with their dick.
That's basically what it is.
It's like
painting.
Getting the dick and like painting around the outside of my pussy, really. So I'll do that. I mean, I'm sure I've probably had guys tease me, but you guys are not very good teasers.
They tease for three seconds and they're like, fuck it.
I feel like the only teasing that I've had from guys is when they're like eating me out and they're teasing me that way, or they're fingering me. But I don't think I've had a guy that their dick has been near my pussy and they just don't want to just stick it in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever had that happen where they're like, oh, nope, I'm not going to put it in there. I don't think any man has it in them to do that.
Do you think when you're doing the teasing for the guy, do you feel like that turns you on a lot? Or like even if you're like masturbating, do you ever like tease yourself? Is that something you're doing for yourself or just for the guy?
No, I don't like being teased.
Oh, okay.
Really, there just fuck me.
Okay, yeah, just put it in.
As I've said multiple times in this show, stick it in. I'd probably be like one of those guys that's just stick it in.
Interesting.
I'm just not a big fan of foreplay, to be honest. Like
you're a rarity.
No, I am. I am. I definitely am. I'm not a big fan of foreplay. I'd like to just get straight into it.
Because I agree with you with this. Because basically, there was a study here of like 4,000 women or something. They said 83.8% of women orgasm more often or increase their pleasure through shallowing. But I agree. I think of this as teasing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine a sexual interaction where it's like you're just pleasuring like the outside / entrance of the pussy and then you're finishing. And you're like, okay, well, that was fun. Bye. Like, no, to me, that is teasing. And so, yeah, I never consider it shallowing, but I'm the same. It's funny, the teasing that you're talking about is the exact same teasing I do. I usually paint, that is what it is. And then like I'll slowly like put in the entrance a little bit in and out, and then I'll again tease the girl and get her to beg. I'm like, what do you want? She'll be like, fuck me, like right. I'm like, no. And I'm like, I want you to beg. And then I'll have the, and I'm like, no, louder. And so she'll be screaming, fuck me. I wonder what the neighbors think. But she's like, fuck me now. I'm like, not good enough, fucking beg more. And it's not until like she really, really, really wants it.
And she's like, right. Poor girl's probably crying.
Yeah, she's like, but you're right. As a guy, like, it's really difficult because everything in my body is like, just stick it in. And I'm like, okay, it's like teasing myself at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it probably increases the orgasm or the pleasure is, yeah, there are like specific nerve endings around the pussy and it does feel nice, but I think all of that is like the build up. All of that is the sensation of the tease.
I don't know if I've ever had a guy do that, especially when clients are paying me, the clock is ticking.
Yeah, they're like,
listen, got 10 minutes teetering around the edge.
No painting going on here. Okay, it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. They're very clock conscious. They want to maximize that. Well, actually not all of them, but like I feel like, it depends. Maybe on an extended date, but I think most guys are probably just like, I'm paying a fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I came here for.
Get it? So I'm curious. Yeah, guys listening, give the painting strokes a go. Give the teasing a go.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye out now if any guy does this to me now. Because, like, maybe I've had it happen and just have never noticed it because I didn't. I just. Didn't
what about
have
fingering?
A word
do
for
guys
it.
Ever do it when fingering? Like, yeah,
so,
teasing
that, yeah, so that's what I say. So fingering and eating out. Yeah, some guys, like, especially with eating out, they'll, like, lick around my thighs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
First.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, maybe. I don't think. With fingering, probably not really that I can think of, but definitely I've had a lot of guys eat me out and they'll like eat around the area.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. They'll just like
tease like leg, like thighs and stuff. But
there you go. All right. Shallowing. Enjoy.
2024. Interesting.
Seen it apparently.
All right. Well, that is a wrap. Guys, make sure you pound.
Destroy.
Today, pound the.
Shallow the like button.
Shallow that like and subscribe button. Exactly. And follow us on Instagram at Cut and Mark Show and our TikTok that I hardly post on anymore, but follow it anyway.
Follow it. We're going to post much more. We're shallowing them.
Shallowing hard on TikTok, but our Instagram page is where it's at.
Okay.
So get on the Instagram page, guys.
All right. Love you all. Speak soon.